Doug, this is a cleaning on Jose Marulanda. That is Jose is J-O-S-E. Marulanda, M as in Mary, M-A-R-U-L-A-N-D-A, Marulanda, M-A-R-U-L-A-N-D-A, N as in Nancy. Date of birth is 7-7-51. Date of visit is 3-6-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Jose Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S, M-D. Next paragraph, Dear Jose, thank you for sending Jose Marulanda for evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 63-year-old male who has a history of smoking for over 25 years, was sent for a chest CT in January of 22. The patient's CT chest at that time, a CT chest done on 2/14/22 showed a pleural base nodule in the right upper lobe, 1.2 by 2.3 centimeters, which previously measured 1.2 by 2.2 centimeters. In 05, I'm sorry, in May of 2021. He also had scattered calcifications of the aorta and a mild aneurysmal dilatation of the ascending aorta. The patient has had no recent chest CT. He has no cough or wheezing, denies shortness of breath or chest pains, and has had no recent weight loss, fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of diabetes type 2 and a history of hypertension. He has had no prior history of surgery. Next. Medication list included metformin 500 milligrams BID, lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams a day, and fenofibrate 54 milligrams daily. Also uses medical marijuana inhalation for pain. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, patient smoked half to one pack per day for 25 years and quit 10 years ago. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Uses marijuana inhalation nightly. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of diabetes and complications. Mother is alive and in good health. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. No dizziness or hoarseness. He has no shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. No urinary frequency, burning, or flank pains. Denies nausea, vomiting, black stools, or diarrhea. Denies chest pains or leg or calf muscle pains and no leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He does have some joint pains and muscle stiffness. No easy bruising or enlarged glands. Denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This richly built middle-aged white male was alert and no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128 by 80, pulse is 68, respiration is 20, temperature 97 to weight is 200 pounds, saturation 97. Itching into your non-stylic pupils, reactive sclera, with clear throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. No wheezes or crackles. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. No S3. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, normal reflexes. No gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Right upper lobe, lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. Number two is probable underlying mild COPD. Number three is atelectasis. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Number five is hypertension. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to quit inhaling marijuana. He also was advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TID-PRN. Continue with these hypertensive and diabetes medicines. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jose Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S, M-D, from Palm Coast. Thank you, Dr. Sousa.